I et andet interview har vi talt med Jan Struve, som er manden bag Aston Martins engagement i Le Mans Racing. Men Jan Struve er jo ikke den eneste mand, som har noget at skulle have sagt i den sammenhæng. Der er faktisk en herre, som hedder Dave Richards. Og Dave Richards har jeg kendt i rigtig mange år fra min Formel 1-tid. Han har været involveret som Formel 1-teamchef. Han står også for en meget stor del af rally-deltagelsen for Subaru, for eksempel i World Rally Championship. Og i dag der er han altså også involveret med Aston Martin. Dave Richards, han står her. Dave, I just told the listeners about your heritage, so to say, your Formula 1 time, your rally time. Are you still active in rally, by the way?
Not with, we're with Rallycross now. We're running a Renault program for Rallycross, but no, I'd like to get back to the World Rally Championship. That's where we started, and maybe there'll be an opportunity in the future.
Maybe with some Danish drivers, because we actually got the coverage in Eurosport in Denmark of the World Rally Championship, so that's quite new. Anyway, back to Le Mans, because Le Mans is, of course, the main reason why we are here, and you are the boss, so to say, of ProDrive, who are running the activities of the Aston Martin racing team. When you look at it from above, how do you think, how does it fit into your imagination of the world, so to say?
Well, I still think I've got a great love of Le Mans. It's one of the classic races around the world. You think of motor racing, you think of Monaco Grand Prix, Indianapolis 500, and Le Mans 24-hour race. And it's at that level. It's one of the great spectacles of the year. And I know all the Danes that come down here. It's like half of Denmark moves down here in the middle of, in early June. So it's and for us, for Aston Martin, it's become a bit of a pilgrimage as well. We've obviously steps back to the days when Aston originally won the race back in the 50s, and now we come back in the last 14 years. We've been here with the new cars, and it's every year is a bit of a challenge. The new car this year, and new cars looking strong, but we're relying on the balance of performance to get the performance right between the different classes and the different cars in the GT side.
This is this topic which is always discussed about balance of performance, the organizers' way of, so to say, eliminate the differences between the cars, because if you look at the cars, they look totally different, and so it has to be. Yeah. But to make it exciting, to make them competitive within the other, that's the way to do. And this interview is made on Thursday, I can tell the listeners, so still something may happen before the weekend.
Yeah, we're hoping that's going to be the case, because clearly with a new car, it's quite difficult. The FIA have done it very well in the past. The ACO have done it extremely well. We've had years where we've been uncompetitive, and it's disappointing when that happens. We had last year where, I think until the last hour of the race, you had five manufacturers on the same lap. So, you know, that shows that they can get it right. And when they get it right, it makes great racing.
How do we make a balance of performance to compensate for these two Danish drivers?
Well, that's another story. No, we're lucky to have the drivers, and we've got a great driver lineup in both cars, in fact.
Yeah, and the Niki team and Marco Sørensen are only two out of three drivers, so it's, well, they're calling it the Dane train or something like that, I guess.
Yes, it's with Jan and his Danish background, we've got a very close affinity with the Danes in our team.
It's very interesting. And then the stupid question. How do we see, what are we going to see on Sunday afternoon when they reach the finish line? I know they have to do a race. That's the reason why they do it. If you knew, then there was no race. But how will it look on Sunday afternoon?
Well, I think the weather's looking reasonably stable. I know it's threatening a little bit of rain at the moment because it's quite humid here, but the forecast looks like it's going to be dry. So, you know, we hope for a race that's event-free so we don't have any incidents, and maybe a long, long race and hard attrition. When it's dry, you know, you tend to get a lot of issues with the cars, and so hopefully with a new car, we've done a lot of testing. Fingers crossed it's reliable. These endurance races are about, not about how fast you go sometimes, it's about how you can get through the race without any problems, with limited pit stops, no technical issues, and error-free from the drivers.
We cross our fingers, at least for the Danish train.
Thank you very much.
Du kan høre om 24 timers Le Mans her i radioen, og desuden følge 24 timers Le Mans på motorsiden.dk, hvor vi weekenden igen bringer korte opdateringer og små historier fra begivenhederne på banen. Altså motorsiden.dk, præsenteret af Toyota Hybrid, tidligere verdensmester i langdistance racing og Dunlop, som har leveret dæk til ikke færre end 34 Le Mans sejre, samt Total, som er officiel energipartner og officiel energileverandør ved 24 timers Le Mans.